All right, welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton along with Jeff Lagerman here in Chicago where the team has just landed. Preseason game number two, and we've got some breaking news for you. Middle linebacker Paul Posluszny did not make the trip. What do you know?
Well, it wasn't expected, but I don't think it's anything serious. He supposedly has a bicep contusion, and they figured if he's not going to play, why have him travel and get up in the elevation and have more swelling in the arm?
You've had some bicep issues. In fact, you had the bicep issue opening day 1998 right here. That was the last play of your career. What can you tell us about a contusion?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's anything serious. I mean, Paul was talking like it was no big deal. So, I mean, he's probably one of the most valuable pieces of this defense. He's the captain of the defense, the quarterback of the defense, so why risk it?
All right, well, let's go to the quarterback of the offensive line. The center position has been a huge story since last Friday night against Tampa Bay. Your thoughts on the competition as it stands right now? Is it still Mike Brewster's job?
I think it's wide open. I mean, in my opinion, I think it's wide open. You're going to see four guys play tomorrow. You're going to see Brandon Leonard even at center, Luke Bowanko, the rookie from Virginia, and then, of course, Jock McClendon and Brewster. I think the way that it's going to go is that Brewster will start, McClendon will go in, and then Leonard will go, and then Bowanko will be last. But that's a lot of centers for what we're expecting to see with two quarterbacks. So the quarterbacks are going to have to be ready to change on the fly.
You know, you like to say that if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any. Is that the case? When you've got a couple of centers, are you lacking that guy?
Well, you're lacking the guy at center, you know, right now. It's going to be interesting to me because Brandon Leonard looked very good at center in practice. And center is probably a more premium position than right guard. So, and Brandon Leonard did it in high school. He did it 2 years ago under Jed Fish at Miami. So if all of a sudden he starts to show that he can play center in this game against the Chicago Bears, who has a pretty good front, by the way, it could get even more interesting next week.
He was supposed to be the right guard. Does that create a wrinkle?
He's going to be a starter. It doesn't matter where. He's either going to be a starter at right guard or he's going to be a starter at center. He has really impressed me because he's never been fazed by the size of the moment at the NFL level. Right. You know, he's just seemed to handle it very well.
The quarterback obviously remains an issue. No first-team snaps.
I wouldn't say issue. I mean, that's a good issue to have when you have an accomplished veteran in Chad Henne.
All right, a storyline then. It's a storyline.
Storyline. Because, you know, Chad Henne has gotten better since last year. Now, it didn't show in the first preseason game, but we've seen it in practice. And we have a young player in Blake Bortles who, when we were in OTAs in the mini camps, we were kind of wondering. But he's clearly gotten better. He had a very good scrimmage. He had an excellent preseason game number one. But you got to remember, in preseason game number one, the offense had probably about 10 plays of offense in the package. And defensively, I'm sure that the Bucs had very few packages as well. As the preseason progresses, the packages will increase for him offensively, and then the complexity of the defenses will increase as well.
All right, final thought. Would you be surprised if he goes out there and plays as well as he did last week? Or would you be surprised if he doesn't play well at all?
I wouldn't be surprised at either one, you know, because he's a young player. But, you know, he seems to have this gamer mentality where he looks better in games because he's always better when things kind of go off the script. And so I expect him to play well. Now, a lot of that depends. Will Jared Allen play? How much will Lance Briggs play? Because they're two heck of ball players for the Chicago Bears.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeff. On the road with the Jaguars here on Jaguars.com. We'll see you tomorrow.